Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, our VFN Radio audience. Don't forget, we are here every single day of the week.
That's right.
Monday through Friday, 5 p.m., right on the Gulf Coast, the beautiful Gulf Coast. Although I think it's getting a little chilly, starting to come in.
Yeah.
In that area. Yes, that's what I heard.
Allegedly.
That's what I heard. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But also joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Together, we do this thing, and it's amazing with our crew that's keeping things going in the background. And if you're wondering why Pat's not as audible, because he is working continually to make sure things happen. It's amazing how well he does that.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Although he spilt his coffee trying to do it earlier.
Yeah.
Twice.
It takes a little bit to get in the rhythm. It's when you think about what God's making happen, it's encouraging to know that this grace, it's only grace.
Oh yeah.
Isn't it grace, Steve? Isn't it grace? Yeah, it's grace. Just want to shout out in the back. Well, I'm excited about having Victoria on. Victoria's going to be here later this week, possibly tomorrow or Friday. But Sharash and her father also got a couple books here that he's written, Liberating the Palestinians, and how his ministry was in Nazareth, and for years he ministered out of there and won many, many Arab Muslims to Christian to Jesus Christ,
wow.
You know,
awesome.
Christianity.
Awesome.
And but also we got a chance to meet her in although she's nearby the VFN TV studios, at least in the Gulf Coast region, mm-hmm. and she'll be coming into our area tomorrow, maybe, or anyway, whenever she's coming mm-hmm. in. And just hearing what's taking place with the life, and we talked about this in an earlier program, but I want to encourage you, you know, if you are a lady, you know, to just begin to believe God and say, you know what, I'm going to be held personally accountable for my life. And if God is telling me to do something, I need to pray about God, give me a grace to do it. Because one thing that was so beautiful to see, and we'll be talking about this with Victoria, was to see so many women of God just loving God and moving in their calling and huge encouraging, what they had to say. And it was just a beautiful thing. And with The Final Quest, when I read The Final Quest with Rick Joyner again, mm-hmm. I noticed this time that predominantly the beginning part of the spiritual army was mm-hmm. made predominantly of women and children.
Wow.
So I want to encourage you, you know, we need your help. And Teresa out of Houston.
Yes.
I can't wait. Teresa, we want to have you on. She is working on her Skype technology. But she may have just come into the studios or to the Dream Center, but she is hilarious, but encouraging. Oh man, it's just amazing, you know, what she's doing. If you missed too, also that, thank you to our partners and sponsors, because we together, you know, stand up for Israel, and we're not going to be silent. As you can see, if you go to the VFN Torch and see, you can see the entire segment where we talked about Kristallnacht and what happened, you know, 76 years ago, November 9th and 10th, but also the fact that we together, you know, with Crystal Zebra, you know, presented a one of the most expensive mm-hmm. crystals that we could find, crystal glass that we could find, that was engraved on it that says that we're going to stand with you. We're not going to be silent. So mm-hmm. we'll let all of our Jewish friends know, let Avi Mizrahi and all that know in Israel that we're standing and we're not going to be silent. And we just stand with you.
That's
but
right.
Understand, when you see VFN TV, in the Daily Radio Program doing that, that's us together doing that. So when you partner with, financially and prayerfully, with us, your business becomes a sponsor, or you personally sponsor any level whatsoever, you made that happen. So we were standing, so when they see, and it was engraved, as you can see mm-hmm. on there, it says VFN TV Daily Radio Program stands with you, and it has, you know, Pat's face, and John has like a beard thing going on.
Something going on there.
We should have told him to put hair on.
You know, see?
That would have been but they know that that's you. That is actually you. We're making this public stand, and we've always felt that way ever since God, you know, my call came from this season that I'm walking in Tiberias on the side of the Galilee in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't fully understand what was going on, but I knew that he had called me. And it's the epicenter. Israel and Jerusalem is like the epicenter of what God's doing. And right now the epicenter is being shaken. Our current president is instigating things, and his cabinet or people report, allegedly are saying things that are agitating things. Why Israel, at its widest point, is like 60 miles wide right now, that they have to stay on tip the top of things, or they'll be pushed into the sea. That's what this adversary was to do. Yeah. This Arab League, and Erdogan, the president of Turkey, got in office based on his hatred towards Jews, towards Israel. The word is anti-Semitism, but most people don't even understand what that means, because they hate a race because they're racist towards Jews. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. If you hate somebody because they're a race, then you're racist. Mm. Is that right?
That's right.
And so he got in office by saying, I am racist towards Jews. This is Turkey. Well, Turkey prophetically is going to have this Ottoman aura about it, you know, in these coming days, and it's already starting to have it. It's taken this things you thought would never take such leadership roles.
Exactly. Like,
how did that happen overnight? I mean, in 6 years, this whole thing shifted, and our president sent Erdogan, who is based on what's being reported about what he ran on to be in office to be the president of Turkey, is the racism aspect of it. Our president sent this man and his country the Iron Curtain protection. So Israel had the Iron Curtain protection because they want to destroy Israel. You know, they want to push them into the sea. They got songs they sing, they teach in school. You know, I'm talking about radical Islam is what's being taught in many of the religious temples.
Madrasas.
Yeah, madrasas and all. And they're just specifically saying it. And what you just saw this week, and we had on there, the president of the Palestinians, you know, saying, you know, this is a knife uprising, you know, coming against them. But we just sent. So then if in fact, then the president of Turkey is racist towards Israel, in other words, they hate Israel just because they're Israel. Mm. They're not, I mean, the fact that they're loving on folks, they're helping people around the world. They're a blessing to so many people around the nation. They're so kind that the people that attack them, they take them to their hospitals and bandage, every all that stuff that we talked about them, but they just hate them because they're Jews. That's racism. Well, we just sent this racist nation an Iron Curtain to protect themselves. And it's like, they don't need protection. Well, who needed protection was the one who they were being racist towards. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like the Ku Klux Klan. We sent them some Iron Curtain type thing to be able to protect them. And it's like, you don't need to protect that Ku Klux Klan. That's evil. That's racism. And it's like, what are we doing? That's anti-Semitism. And so you're seeing stuff like that right now. You're just shocked at what's going on. But when we're seeing, like, okay, what do we need to do? Well, we need to stand up and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Some money needs to leave your pocket in the eyes of God, that you're saying, I stand with Israel. Because wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. If 91%, if what is it? What percentage of it? Is it 71? Oh, it's 93%. 93%, 97%, according to George Barna, of the regular church attenders don't even give God a tithe, the tithe that is his and offerings. You know, that America is not the church. Now, we're talking about people who are not, we're talking about people who make Jesus, who said that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their life. They're not, you know, they're not sending anything. But if, by you standing with VFN TV and the daily radio program, I'm telling you, that as long as the Lord gives us the grace to stand and to do what we're doing, you're standing with Israel. And so by sponsoring and partnering, you're going to see a difference. God's going to bless your business. God's going to bless you. He's going to give you clarity. You bless Israel, he'll bless you. You curse Israel, don't stand with Israel, then God doesn't stand with you. Boils down to that. And so, and one of the things we also talked about in a previous program is when God wants to discipline a nation. No, actually, this is available to our partners. This is only available to partners. I'll just give you a piece of it. I mean, I'll tell you everything, but it's like 3 hours. Yeah. You just get as a partner about a review of what's taking place at the Harvest Summit that's in available for all of our partners there. It's just an area that's available. It's called the specials. Like I said, in the specials areas, the green room and all the teachings and all that stuff. That we just appreciate you, and we just want to make all that available to our partners there. But when God wants to discipline a nation, he turns that nation against Israel. When he wants to discipline a nation, he turns against Israel. So we can actually say, Washington's our problem. Or we could say, no, we've did something in our walk before God that's not right. God put leaders over us that turned against Israel. Or we could say, no, this 530 people in Washington, D.C. is pushing this 325 million people around. Which is like, come on. I mean, it's like, oh, that means this. Then if my people who are called by my name, if we'll just go, if we'll humble ourselves and say, God, you know, I don't know what I was doing. And I'm not going to blame my sin on anyone. I'm not going to say because somebody preached a bad message or somebody led me wrong. It's my sin. I own it. God, forgive me. And I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want to come back to you or come to you and then become his disciple and just follow him. Then that's repentance. Repentance is not saying we're sorry. You know, for many years in law enforcement, one of the frustrating things was when, you know, drunk people wanted to explain everything. You know, let me explain stuff. And it's like, this is like my 5,000th conversation. I would give you more time, but it's like, I just can't hear another, you know, just give me a minute. Anyway, so, so they would say, hey, give, you know, if you drink a cup of coffee, then you can drive and you won't be DUI because the coffee will sober you up. And what you do is you have a wide awake drunk. And so many people, you know, have a religious experience like a cup of coffee, and they think they did what's right before God. But what you have is somebody who were moved. They may have been even emotional, but they still are drunk in their sin. They're still in their sin. They didn't repent. They didn't leave their life of sin. And so understanding that it was only a myth to the drunk who said, I can drive home because no matter how much I drink, no matter how much sin that I'm in, I could just run down to the church, call some prayer line somewhere. I can go to my prayer closet and say, Jesus, forgive me. And what that really is like a drunk drinking a cup of coffee. It makes you feel better for a moment, but you're still as impaired as you were when you get behind the wheel, because when the officer pulls you over, he's going to give you a sobriety test. You know, he or she's going to say, breathe in this. Guess what? The coffee is not going to stop the reality of the alcohol that's in your lungs. They're going to say, touch your nose. The coffee is not going to help you touch your nose the way it's supposed to be. He's going to say, walk the line. The coffee is not going to help you walk the line. And let me tell you something. When you stand before the throne of God, those religious experiences that make you feel good for a moment, but you stay in your sin, it's not going to help you pass the test. You need to test yourself to see if you're in the faith. And it's time to say, you know what? And repentance is this. Jesus, you're the Lord of my life. I'm going to go to VFNTV.com to be able to get Multiply Movement, and I'm going to begin the simple discipleship. If you can't read, you can listen. If you can't listen, you can watch. And you take this journey, you'll be surprised how simple it is to be able to follow this awesome God through the empowerment of what he's done on the cross of Christ through his Spirit.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
Our men and women in the military often make huge sacrifices to defend freedom for our families. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and on this National Day of Prayer, listen to Lynn as she shares a heartfelt prayer for our troops.
My prayer for America is that for our soldiers returning home who are wounded not only physically but mentally as well, that our government and its people will recognize the needs of these soldiers who freely gave their lives to give us freedom, that we will rise up and protect and provide for them and their families and support them as much as we can as a nation and honor them as we should. This is my prayer for America. Thank you.
We'd invite you to join along in praying for our troops and our government today when you stop by focusonthefamily.com/radio.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program or you're saying, I wish I would have got that or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for The Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, tell us about what's coming up with Christians United for Israel in America.
Yes. Over the next several days, there are going to be some events in Las Vegas. They're going to be at a campus. Kufi is all this is going to be related for you on The Torch.
And that's so important because our college campuses are teaching our sons and daughters to be adversarial towards Israel. And Kufi will help us get a biblical perspective. So we want to support them on the campus. So where are they going to be at?
They're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. We don't have the campus for you right now, but we'll make sure it's available for you on The Torch. They're also going to be at Monroe Community College. And, of course, a special event's going to be held, the Night to Honor Israel in Ringgold, Georgia. Also in Rochester, New York. All those that are in Rochester, New York, there's going to be an event going on there as well on a college campus and also on Southwestern College, November the 14th. You don't want to miss it.
Don't forget, go to kufi.org. That's C-U-F-I.org for more details on that. Stand with Israel. We had a chance to go to one of the Kufi rallies where they needed bomb shelters at some point, and we were able to participate as we all came together, and we gave towards it. And guess what? We provided a bomb shelter for the Jews in a particular area. And you remember when all the bombing was happening that you can know, wait a minute, I provided a bomb shelter. It's all kinds of different things that we can do. Kufi is one of the leaders, and we appreciate them. Don't forget, you can always go to kufi.org or vfntv.com for more of that. I want to talk about, we're facing something right now, and we got to start getting what does God want us to do with this? Because, you know, if in fact, you know, when you die and you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and he really is the Lord of your life, I mean, you're going to go, everybody's going to go stand before the judgment seat, but we're going to go, but we're going to have eternal life. I mean, you're going to live in this place that God's preparing for us. But what does he want us to do here? How does he want us to respond to what's going on here? And, you know, according, we'll just say, Rick Joyner, not Pat, me. But he said, you know, most people are not discipled. And which means most people really don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And out of a survey that was taken at their conferences, and these are serious people at their conferences, 80-something, 90-something percent, whatever it was, didn't even know what their call is, what they needed to do. And it's like, what? I mean, which means we don't really know what to do necessarily. So we got to start pondering, and we're just talking out loud. We're learning out loud, as you can tell. Look at our apology area in the but you know, think about this. So what do you, okay, all this stuff's going on. You know, what do? And then you start thinking about, okay, what did Jesus say? You know, get in the Gospels again. And Jesus, read the red letters. Jesus specifically said, hey, I have expectation of you. I give you something. There's something that I've given you. That there's going to be a day I'm going to come back or you're going to meet me, whichever one comes first. And I'm going to ask you, what did you do for what I gave you? It could be this. It could be that. It could be one. It could be 10. It could be 30. And it's a parable about that. And so Jesus says, you know, he's going to leave one this and one that and one this. And then he's going to come back and he's going to say, what did you do in your life? What did you do when America was in trouble? What did you do when your family was in trouble? What did you do when the storm was coming? You heard all my prophets declaring a storm is coming. What did you do with your business and your finance and with these seven mountains of culture that we talk about, religion and family and education and government and media, arts and entertainment and business? What did you do with it? And two of them say, this is Jesus having this conversation. Two of them say, you know, you gave me this and I doubled it. And one of them said, you know, I was just so fearful when I heard those words. And, you know, I was fearful that I couldn't pay my bills. And I was fearful, whatever. And everything ended up with, I didn't do anything with it. And I just hoarded everything that I had, including the knowledge of God that I had. And I buried it in my heart. I buried it in my house. I buried it in my job. I buried it in my stuff, you know. And he's going to say, you wicked and slothful, lazy servant, right? That's what he said. He said, you could have at least done something. Well, you could have done something with it. And then think about it. He says, if you're ashamed of me, if you're ashamed to run your business and say, this is a Christian, this is a business that runs on God's principles, do you really think that God's going to be okay with you coming into his kingdom? Think about that. He says, if you're ashamed of him before men, he's going to be ashamed of you before the Father. By the way, let me tell you who his Father is. He's the creator of everything. We cannot be ashamed of him. And we got to begin to say, one thing we need to start doing is like, you know what? I'm a Christian. I'm not a conservative. What other people are saying is like, they'd rather be called a conservative than a Christian. What is the political terminology? Christian means Christ follower. I'm a Christian. You know, I make mistakes. I'm not, you know, as good as John at this thing, but I am walking this thing out. You know, I am, all of us, you know, we're all on our own journey. And so that's one thing you got to do. I got to openly say, I follow Jesus Christ. You know, secondly, we got to find out, what does that really mean? I mean, you can make a decision to follow Christ, but then you got to find out what that means. And that's when Jesus said, teach them to obey everything that I've commanded them, which means I've got to learn his expectations of me and I have to walk in them. That's called being his disciple. So I get discipled. That's the next step. No, you're not expected to know everything the moment that you say yes to him. But yes to him means, okay, what does he say? Learn his teachings. So that's what you do. You learn his teachings. And his teachings are not rules and regulations to be able to save you. It's the wisdom of God in your life to be able to do what he wants to do. So you actually can be fruitful in this life that he's called you to show yourself and bring glory to the Father through your life. John 15, he talks about that. And so that's another thing. We've got to be a disciple. Okay, we got to say, you know, I kind of quit saying I'm a Christian when I'm not even, I'm embarrassing the church by saying I'm a Christian, but I'm living in contrary to all the teachings of Jesus. I'm like the 81%, according to George Barna, who don't even pick their Bibles up at all. Well, I'm declaring I know God and what he says. Well, my life is a deep, deep contradiction. So one thing that we can do, and this is what John Paul Jackson talks about when he talks about the 33 things about the storm that was coming and the perfect storm type thing, was how do you do warfare during a time like this? Do what I'm talking about. Live a life that's right before God, that's humble before God, that's repented before God. And one thing that we do is just, you got to always be ready to repent because you just never know. I mean, God will unfold things over time and you just got to stay humble. And it's better to over repent than to never repent. Believe me. Probably go, I've done it 6.5 times. It's enough, right? Stay in humble before God. And so one of the things that we can do, the warfare that we can have for our nation and America, is to actually start living like Christians. And it's actually easier not to. It's because there's so much debauchery. There's so much darkness. There's so many things that says, you know, wrong is right and right is wrong. And you could just blend in. There's enough people that are talking, just like you heard on our earlier program, I believe, you know, from Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, when he said this is an urgent warning, but people are not giving urgent warnings when they see the storms coming because they're worried about offending someone. Right. Believe me, they're going to be more offended with you for not telling them when you knew. Or maybe you don't know and you need to find out, and that's available to you on the tour. So one way to do this is say, you know, I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to start being with other believers, not other people who just profess to be Christian. I want to hang around people who hang around who get on the cross, who say, here I am. You know, they don't hang around the cross, but they get on it and they say, I'm going to do what Jesus said. I'm going to deny myself. Let's just do what Jesus said. And so that's one thing you can do, because then you're going to be encouraged. And that's the only place that love one another's can happen back, because you're in the body of Christ and you are loving. So whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to Jesus. So, you know, if somebody is the devil's child, they're not Jesus's child. So we go out and we win them. We tell them about the love of God, and we it's called evangelism. But the body, you know, we love Jesus by loving his body. We love everybody, but we cannot diss the church or be separated from her and learn this thing. So then, you know, getting this koinonia, you know, you're bringing something to the table, they're bringing something to the table. That's another thing. Begin to, and God manifests in that. Does he not manifest in that?
That's powerful.
But when you hear, I'm telling you, and if you want to see how this works, you know, this is one thing that the VFN Dream Center, that we're walking out and we're willing to have whatever it takes to be able to do exactly what we're talking about, and just God lead us in it. And the moment you get this, God goes finally and shows up in a powerful way. Mm-hmm. And so then, okay, that's another thing you can do. So if we just start being what we're supposed to be, what we profess to be, it's going to be a strong positive hold in America of light. And then you're going to find people are going to start coming to your light, because it's going to get darker and darker. He says, the glory of the Lord is on you. The light is upon you. And people are going to come to your light. We're called children of the light. So when we leave our life of darkness, we enter into the light. We not only profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, but we become followers of Jesus Christ. Then we hang around those who are following him. Then we say, you know what? Now I'm going to do what he said. We get back from the break. We're going to talk about, you know, making disciples of a nation, because right now things are happening. You know, you hear Christians doubting, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? And when a lot of people are leaving these parts of culture and just turning them over, thinking they're doing a righteous thing. They're like just leaving the school system. And it's like, who are you leaving it to?
Right.
You know, you're just turning that part of our culture over to darkness versus sticking, staying, and standing and being the light. More, we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations, or Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations, or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. Mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light. You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father,
Because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him, meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So what do we do? I mean, what do you, you got all these things happening. You have, you know, a nation's values are changing rapidly, and new gods are trying to be established, and those gods' values trying to be established, and Christians are being asked to bow down, you know, business owners and government, all these different mountains of culture, you know, religion, family, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. They're all being challenged. All these mountains are being challenged, these spheres of influence that will disciple a nation. It'll either disciple it for darkness or it'll disciple it for light. Mm-hmm. And so what you're seeing is these huge things being challenged. And when somebody says, you know, the Constitution says I can pray in school, so I'm going to pray in school. But somebody says, God bless you, in a school in Tennessee, and the teacher sends her to the principal's office.
Right.
And they just said, bless you, actually. They didn't say, God, just bless you.
Right.
And so that's a challenge. That is, okay, will I continue to honor God when I'm in this mountain of culture called education? Or will I just say, you know what, I'm going to take my kid. And I don't think you should send your kids to be able to fight your battles. And that's what the church has really done. Well, should we withdraw ourselves? No, you should show up at the PTA meeting and you should be the light. Don't just throw your kid to the fire. It's actually you show up and run for the council. You show up and until they get, if that school is that whack, you don't send your kid who's being formed and discipled into this place. So no, I'm talking about you as an adult. You know, what would you do? And if you're a teacher, for example, do you just walk out or do you stay? And if you walk out, it's just going to get more darker. We're just turning over education to more and more darkness versus, you know, we're called to go into the world and be the light of the world. And so we got to figure out what are we going to do? And so you have businesses now, and, you know, businesses are being challenged where they're saying, you know, bakers are being challenged where they said, you know, we want you to bake a cake for something that's going to promote something that you say your God says is wrong and it would be sin for you to do it, but we're going to force you to be able to do this thing. And so that dilemma is on is like, you know, this is a part of culture. This is the business mountain. This is the business part of a culture. And whoever controls, you know, or has major influence in this part of culture really affects all the other six mountains because that's where the wealth is found in doing business. And so everything, including the religious mountains, is affected by that because that's where tithes and offerings and gifts come from, is from people doing business and that type of thing, and God blessing them. And so, you know, what do you do with that? And what I'm noticing some people do, and I totally understand it, they're just quitting their job. But if you quit your job, you just turned over that. If that, just imagine these things being like seven mountains. You know, you got the mountain of government, the mountain of religion, you know, the mountain of family, the mountain of government, you know, all these seven mountains. And it's like, so you're, people are trying to play king in the mountain. You know, as a kid, you would do that. And finally you go, well, I'm just not going to fight this fight anymore. I'm not going to stand up anymore for this. Just take the mountain. Well, you know, this is not a game. This is an entire nation. And he's called us to, Jesus said, go make disciples of nations. And whoever is in these empowerment places, and I'm talking not necessarily over it, but Joseph was pretty powerful by just doing what God said and being up under Pharaoh. Daniel wasn't running everything. But God used Daniel to determine the direction of a nation. So I'm not talking about what a lot of people are saying. You know, their viewpoint is, you know, we need to win. We need to be on the top. It's like, no, you just need to keep your job and be a disciple of Jesus Christ and abide with him, and you can influence culture from those areas. But it's a big one. I mean, there's huge things right now. And for example, we, as Christians, we can't say that the Constitution only exists when we want to exercise our rights, because the Constitution is for America. So as Christians, we can say what the Constitution allows me to do is to be able to worship God freely. It says that I have the right to do this or do this or this type of thing. At the same time, we can't, as Christians, deny that same constitutional right to someone else. The thing is, we just got to stay out of that argument when it comes to that point. But we can say that, you know, that America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's why God is blessing us. And if we go this other way, the blessing of God's going to be lifted off our country. But if I'm not living if I'm not being the light of God, of the world, he commands us, be the light of the world. That's why we talk about it at our BFN TV, keeping the conversation light. You should be having you should be playing VFN radio, for example, at your work all day long. You should have a TV going somewhere in your workplace and just let it play, and because you're letting the light come into that situation right there. But if you're ashamed of the light, I mean, darkness is going to take over. And so, for example, if the Constitution applies to you and gives you certain rights as an American citizen, no matter what you think about your neighbor, they have those same rights. They have those same rights. And for some time in America, America's sins and the sins of our fathers, they denied those rights to the African Americans that were in this country. And that was totally unconstitutional. But guess what? Finally, you know, when Dr. King began to stand, which I believe was an apostle from the Lord that began to lead us to God's original intent for this nation, he says, I'm only holding you to what's written on the paper. He was bringing America to the Constitution, what was originally said, that we're all created by God. Our rights come from God, and we're all equal in the context of the law, and we all have those rights. And so we began to walk, you know, in that, thanks to what God did through Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so as Christians, we need to have that viewpoint that we're not saying you can't have the First Amendment, but I can have the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing, what we believe is that if I love you and I demonstrate the kingdom of God before you, at some point in time, you're going to have a decision to make, you know, because God is real and he loves me and he has a plan for my life. Do I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life? That doesn't come through force. It doesn't come through religion. It comes through love and following God. Look at Jesus. Not even a reed was bent by Jesus. It's not about violence. The most violent thing you can do to the kingdom of darkness is to lay down your life for someone. To lay down, you know, what you want for what God wants. You know, and so that's a beautiful thing. Everybody, including Pharaoh, wanted Joseph working for him. So they're all going to be hunting up these people who understand the kingdom of God is within this person, and God listens to this person, and God gives them dreams. I remember Donna, my wife, was working for her boss. You know, God blessed this man because he had a praying administrative assistant, and his business continued to grow. Wow. His influence over the southeastern United States grew. But he had someone who was constantly praying for him, and he knew this, you know. And it makes a difference having a believer there. But if you're a religious zealot, you know, who is trying to, you know, sound like a Pharisee or something, they're going to, you know, all the hordes of hell is just going to devour you, and you're not doing anything any good. Secondly, if you just quit and walk away, all of your influence is gone. I mean, how many fathers said, you know, husband said, that woman's driving me crazy. You know, she's just driving me crazy. I can't take it anymore. I cannot live through this anymore. And so he walks out on her. He just divorces her. He leaves her. But guess what? He leaves his children with her. So whether he's right or wrong, if that's truly his belief, I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but if he really believed that she was evil and she was doing these evil things, why didn't you stay there and fight for the kids? You left your kids and what you yourself as a man couldn't even handle. You weren't willing to lay down your life to say, if it's true, if you really saw her that way, and if you really saw her that way, that she was damaging you and your family and the kids and all that kind of stuff, and you tell all your friends, I could not live with that woman, but you left your kids with her, what does that say about you? And how in the world can you look your kids in the face? And if that is true, they're going like, you left us with this woman. You know? You could have stayed there and fought for us. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, in the beginning of all the lies going, I'm going to leave, but I'm still going to be there with you. You know, I'm going to leave, but I'm still going to have influence in your life. I'm still going to be your father. We'll see each other at least once every 2 weekends. We'll go to Disney World. And it's like, you know what you've done? You've lost your influence in that family. You've lost your influence in those kids' life. And this whole system of darkness is not going to back you up. It's going to be against you. And some other man's going to come in with different influence in you, and they're going to call him daddy. And you have to honor that because you walked out on it. Okay, that's an example. But we're not talking about that unless we're talking about the family mountain of culture. You got to stay in your job, because the second you walk out of your job, you've thought that the very same, if you divorce your job because somebody there is irritating, somebody there is trying to take this business in a dark area, if you just walk out, the whole thing turns over to darkness. The quickest way for a family to go to poverty is for a father to walk out on the children and a husband to walk out on his wife. It's the quickest way to go to all these destructive things that happen to the single mother and her kids. Statistically, we have the stats for you. What's going to happen to the businessman when you walk out of the business? What's going to happen? You think about it. If you'll stay there, God will give you wisdom. It may take a while. You may be in slavery for a while, like Joseph. You know, you may be, you know, working for, you know, evil employer for a while, like Joseph was doing. You may be falsely accused for a while, like Joseph was actually falsely accused of raping the boss's wife, you know, Potiphar's wife. It didn't happen. Then you may go to jail for a while, but you're thinking, I'm not in this for me. So it doesn't matter. Don't worry about me. You know, I'm in this for you. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I'm just trying to, in that one moment, suddenly the leader of the entire nation gets a voice in his ear at night when he sleeps, the voice of God. And he gets another voice in his ear when he's awake, which is the cupbearer, who had an experience with a man who understands this. And they call Joseph to the workplace, to the governmental mountain, and said, listen, we need your help here. I'm having a dream. God spoke to me. This is what's happening. He tells him what it is because God reveals it to Joseph. And guess what? Puts him as the number two man over all of Egypt. How many people would say it can't be God because Pharaoh is evil? Pharaoh does not love Jesus. You know, Pharaoh's against, he has orgies going on. He's bowing down to these Dagon and Asherah, and he thinks he is God. How many people would have turned down Joseph's position because they didn't understand that God was put in Joseph there? He wants to put you there, but you're so self-righteous, you don't understand that you've got to stay in that place to affect it. And you're not to take it over. God's not trying to save systems, but it's the people. That's where we are. We're in these different areas of culture. And all of a sudden, the entire nation begins to turn in a way that the voice of the Lord was able to bring in his people and put them in a land called Goshen to give them the best that Egypt had to offer. Why? Because of understanding what I'm talking about. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you. So when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Come to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program.
We're on. Hello. How are you?
Hey. I'm sorry, we were waiting for John to get here from his condo. Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I didn't have anything on my ears right here.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
As you can tell, that we're just the everyday carrying on how it works. There if you missed go. Our earlier programs, you got to hear as children
and young people and dreams and visions and things that are going on, because he says, you know, hear what my spirit says to the churches. And that's called retribution. That's called retribution.
Oh, okay.
Everything kind of works out in the end. And they're not even widening the shot so you can see him crawling around. Okay.
Wow.
Well, anyway, so... Oh, now he's back.
Hello.
Do we need amulets? Do we need amulets?
We're good.
Amulets.
You heard that, Laura.
Amulets, lightling.
Oh, tournament cricket.
It's over.
And so I was focusing.
Wrestling. We got a bunch of these. We got to write these down.
That's good.
Just so you know, if you ever hear the word... How do you say it?
Wrestling?
Yes. It really means wrestling.
Okay.
That's the interpretation.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm talking about this because we got to begin to have this conversation. What do we do? Do we just pack up our bags and go home and get on the religion mountain, which is in itself messed up as well?
Right.
And if we give over business, if we give over education, we give over government. And right now we have, as we speak, we have, you know, businesses that are closing down because they don't want to bake a cake. And it's like, why not take a stand? Daniel took a stand. Yeah, it meant the lion's den, but God kept the lions off of them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took a stand. Yeah, it meant the fiery furnace, but God stood with them and changed the nation. You can change a nation by not just throwing in your towel and say, take the mountain. You can. This is your opportunity before an entire world to be able to say, you know what? I'm just going to, in a loving, kind, gentle way, stand. And one thing right now, we have a magistrate we're about to see right now, and he appears to be so humble. He's a grandparent. He's raising his grandkids. And he's having, in his beliefs, he cannot, like we would say, we cannot marry two women or two men. But their constitutional right in America right now, you can't take these constitutional rights away from people in the context of that. But you can say, you know, I'm sure there's other judges around that can do that. But I need my job. I mean, how can I, maybe I'll take the third watch. You got to hear this judge, because I just felt like in my spirit that he understood. I mean, he's acting the way we need to be acting. We need to humble ourselves and say, how can we work this out, Nebuchadnezzar? I'm not going to bow down to this graven image, but I'm not going to tell everybody else how to live their life either. Because Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it was just people, and there was the opportunity for you to take a humble stand and be willing to lay down your life for what you believe in, and just whatever God does. But listen to this judge. I think it's beautiful how he is handling it. And because he's handling, notice a new law is going to be written for what he did. Watch, listen.
Pat, in North Carolina, at least six officials have resigned from their jobs rather than be forced to perform same-sex marriage ceremonies. Heather Sell spoke with one magistrate about his decision, what it's cost him, and where he goes from here.
John Callum has worked as a magistrate in rural Rockingham County for over a decade. During that time, he has closely watched the growing momentum of gay marriage and wondered what it might mean for him.
I had told some of my coworkers, if it ever gets down to that, where I'm asked to perform same-sex marriage, I'm not going to be able to do it.
That moment happened last month when a federal judge struck down North Carolina's marriage amendment. Callum told his supervisor, I can't perform a gay marriage. The following day, the state took its stand, comply or lose your job.
I showed up at 4 o'clock, ready for my shift. There was no discussion. It was just two judges reiterating what the administrative or office of the courts had said. This is now the law. We're here to uphold the law. Therefore, you will do it.
Callum says he tried to keep his job, even offering to work the third shift to avoid marrying same-sex couples. But in the end, he felt he had no choice.
You know, Genesis 2:24 is pretty clear, you know, about marriage being instituted by God.
Callum says he relies on the word not only for this decision, but for the future. He and his wife are raising their grandchildren and had counted on his job.
You know, I'm an older person. I'm not a young person. I'm 66 years old. And I know that trying to find a job when you're 66 years old is kind of hard, if not impossible, but nothing is impossible in God's eyes.
His struggle may be just the beginning as gay marriage grows and acceptance for religious liberty fades. North Carolina Senate Leader Phil Berger believes the state courts can accommodate workers like Callum. He's working on legislation that would protect religious beliefs and lead the state courts to reverse course.
I think, unfortunately, what we've seen in North Carolina is a failure on the part of North Carolina to provide an appropriate accommodation for the religious beliefs of magistrates in particular.
For Callum's pastor, the situation has provided a reality check.
I told our congregation that if they can tell a magistrate last week, you have to perform this ceremony, what's to prevent them from telling me next week, I have to do it.
And Callum's stand is also bringing hope and encouragement to his community.
Strangers, people I didn't even know, who came up and said, you know, thank you for standing up, thank you for taking a position, and we appreciate you and we're praying for you.
Reporting in Rockingham County, North Carolina, Heather Sells, CBN News.
So we look at this magistrate, and he did not do what the other six did. The other six just resigned and left. So think about this. We're talking about First Amendment rights for everybody, including the people that were feeling differently than this magistrate felt. So we're not talking about everybody. Everybody has rights in America, equal rights. But understand that someone else's rights don't take away your rights. And the First Amendment rights tells us that you have a right to be able to practice, you know, freely without any laws being made against your religion. So you're not going to be able to go into an Islamic employee and tell her to you know, walk contrary to her belief, because that's actually going to, you know, first of all, it's her First Amendment rights to be able to do that. Secondly, it ain't going to happen if they're actually loyal to what's going on. But we think about this. I mean, think about the conscientious objector when it comes time for American citizens us to go out and to fight a war. If we have to fight a war, that we made a religious exception for those who, in their beliefs, that I can't kill. I mean, to me, that would be murder. And so we would actually give people a conscientious objection. So we honored their faith, like the First Amendment says. At the same time, other people went and fought. And I like what this man says. I mean, to me, that's the most humblest view I've heard yet. And while we're talking about it, because he says, I want to stay here and be the light. I want to continue. I need a job. I'm not just giving this mountain of government over. What's it going to be like when you go to the judge as a Christian and you turned over every court bench to darkness? What's marriage going to be like? What's business going to be like? You can't leave the bench. You got to stay there like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And if God says it's over, but I don't believe it's over. If we'll just stand there, because God calls the lion's mouth to not bite them. You had the fiery furnace not burn Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We just got to, but we don't just walk away from it. You can't just give this mountain of culture over. Secondly, we don't hate folks, and we can't lie and say, you know, the constitutional rights, everybody has the same constitutional rights. It is what it is. And thirdly, we can't use Christian marriage today as an example for marriage, because the marriage, according to the biblical viewpoint of marriage, you know, it is all out of whack in so many different areas. According to scripture, you know, it may not be what this or that, but it's definitely not in the order when you start reading what scripture says. So we just need to live this way. We don't need to make everybody live our way. We just need to begin to be light in that mountain, you know, be love in that mountain. So there's a way that this law they're talking about, this legislature doing, that's the way to do it, where you can say, you know what? I'm the judge that's not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to go war because I have a conscientious objection against killing folks or whatever. But I'm not saying other judges can't do that. What happens? He gets to stay there as light, and everybody knows he's light. And guess what? There's going to be a huge difference as things progress, because they're going to come to Joseph and they're going to say, listen, Joseph, I know we dogged you out. I know we falsely accused you. Mm-hmm. I know we put you in prison. I know that we enslaved you. But you know what? I just got this dream and it's bothering me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's over coffee or something. And they're going to come to you and they're going to say, can you help me out? And you're going to say, you know, I don't do anything, but God, I believe God can give me the interpretation of his dream. I think he can give us a business strategy for this business. I believe that he can teach us how to educate kids without having the budget, whatever mountain it is. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be there because you didn't leave the mountain. You didn't leave the courts. and light still there. They still have that viewpoint of going, you know, God's a just God. These are Mosaic type laws that we have on our books here. You know, the prudent man, the whole concept comes from the law of the word of God, the Judeo-Christian values. And you can at least have some input into what's going on. And when it's a righteous, loving input, it's powerful because it's actually the creator of the universe. It's imparting that one moment at that one time. But if you do like these other six judges and just resign, and I'm not saying these judges, I don't know anything about these judges. Maybe they needed to resign. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying that they're righteous or anything. I'm just saying, imagine though, if they were all Christians, they loved God and they were the light and all six candles walked out. Matthew 5, 14 through 16, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under the bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, you are the light that shines before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven." Stay there. Keep the light burning. One way you can do that is turn on the radio. Turn on VFN TV, the radio program. Keep the light coming. It may be easy right now to do it, but if you do it now, maybe you won't enter into those dark times in your business, in your school, in your courthouse. Let everybody know, I'm here to stay unless you throw me out. I'm going to continue to do my job and be light in the midst of all this thing.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?